Mix 94.5's Rush Hour Catch-Up for Kitchen Craftsman's Winter Sale.
Here's a tip for you. Go to thegame.com.au for awesome footy tipping and fantasy football. AFL footy tipping on the Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Brought to you by Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Perth Now, Mazda, Thirsty Camel and Mix 94.5. With thanks to our official partner, Tab Touch.
Okay, let's get stuck into the weekend sport with our man from the Dead Set Legends. And of course, you'll see him on 7 News as well, Adrian Barrich. Is this it? Is Fife, is he done for the season as far as a Brownlow's concerned?
No, it's good news. Good news for Dockers fans. Nat Fyfe has been cleared, basically, I guess. They've said he has no case to answer for that elbow on Tom Lynch. Well, it was an elbow, I suppose you'd say. Collision with Tom Lynch. They said it was insufficient force, so he had no case to answer. And the same for G. Ablett, Gary Ablett, the other Brownlow medalist who's in the chop-up for the Brownlow medal this year. His clean record remains as well. I think he got fined last week. And a lot of people were saying, well, he hasn't learned his lesson, he's done it again. Well, they've let him off based on what the decision was last week with Ablett to be cleared. So both the big guns are off. Jeremy McGovern popped a $2,000 fine for that bump on Blake Akers behind the play. You would have seen it. He just sort of, when he wasn't looking, I suppose, Blake Akers. And you do that sometimes when you want to take energy out of their body, and probably got him a bit better than he had thought he would, and he went down, and it's cost him $2,000, which the big Gov, he won't be happy with that. He doesn't like spending money for no reason.
Now, what about the bloke who went pole climbing over the weekend? What's his name?
Yeah, now, this was Dean Rampey. This was very strange, the Sydney Swans bloke. So, basically, the Essendon fella's having a shot for goal. The siren's already gone. And for some reason, even though he's 60 metres out, he's decided he's going to get up the pole and try to shake it at the SCG. It was a very weird-looking shot. A lot of people said that the kick should have been brought to the goal square and then Essendon would have won. They would have won the game after the siren. But in my view, you know, there's no way that Bombers guy was going to make the distance anyway, and it didn't sort of put him off or anything like that. So it would have been overkill to give him the big 60-metre penalty, the 50-metre penalty. So a bit of a strange one. But Dean Rampey's been asked to please explain what you think you were doing climbing the goalpost, which most people would know you're probably not supposed to do, but he reckoned he didn't know it was a rule that you're not allowed to climb the goalpost.
How about just common sense? Just don't climb the bloody goalpost.
I don't know where's he been living, Pete?
I don't know. Hey, final bit, bringing it back home again. So the A-League, we got the final this weekend, and after 16 years, is it? It's being played here at home?
Well, so we've never actually had it at Optus, obviously, but we've never had an A-League final here. Last time we had it, it wasn't the A-League, and we got beaten at Subiaco Oval. So this is big for Western Australia. I believe they've sold well over 15,000 tickets already. So they've only just gone on sale. So they've sold more tickets than they've got members. So I'm not sure how that works, because it was supposed to be members only today. So there must have been some sort of a combination there. So it's looking like they might get 40,000 plus at Sunday afternoon. It is 4:30 Sunday afternoon at Optus Stadium. Massive soccer crowd. Friday night, the Eagles play Melbourne there. So that's plenty of time for the ground to repair and get set to get the new goalposts in, change it to a soccer ground. And we're so fortunate to have Optus Stadium. It's going to be a great weekend of sport in Perth.
Unreal. And we know you'll keep us across it, mate. Good stuff. Have a great week, Barra.
Good on you, great man. All the best. See you on the Dead Set Legends on Saturday morning from 8.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
It's got day. Game of Thrones Day. You know I bloody love this show, and I know there's a lot of you listening who love it as well. There's only one big problem. We find it really hard to actually talk about it. Now, we worked out a way to get around this, right? This is called Spoilers No Context. It's the radio edition. If you type Game of Thrones Spoilers No Context into Twitter and hit search, you'll get hit with a heap of people who have built montages of memes that talk about the latest Game of Thrones episode through really famous pop culture references over time without giving it away. And because I'm desperate to really talk about this show but I can't, I thought, hang on, what better way to do it than do our own radio version of Spoilers No Context? So here's my montage of stuff that happened in today's episode that gives it away without really giving it away.
We'll show you one simple way to prepare barbecued ribs.
The need for speed.
We're like brothers, only closer.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Go crazy?
Don't mind if I do.
And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Second last episode of Game of Thrones. If you're heading home to watch it tonight, enjoy it. It's a belter.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Helen.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Take a deep breath. And out. Good. You ready to have a crack? $15,000 could be at the end of the audio that we're about to play. The mix stars are coming your way. Shall we have a listen?
Yes, please.
Initializing mix stars in 3, 2, 1.
Chronic.
Excited.
Intimate.
Kitchen.
Genuine.
So, Helen, why $15,000? Because this is a new set of mix stars. If you get them all right in the correct order right now, the fact that none of them have been guessed yet means you'll pick up the 10 grand for the lot and a grand each for correctly guessing each individual one as well. Can you give me the mix stars 1 through 5 in the right order, Helen?
I can go number 2 is Delta Goodrum and number 5 is Homer Simpson.
Number 2 is Delta Goodrum. Number 5, Homer Simpson.
Yes.
You don't want to have a crack at the others? Not worth it?
Absolutely no idea.
All right. Okay. Number 2 and number 5. Survey says...
Processing.
Sorry, Helen, no.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having a bash. You have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
The bloke waiting on the line right now as we speak, a bare barrel-chested Matt Dutinsky from The Breakfast Show. Big Breakfast with Cleasy Matt and Kimberly sits overlooking the calm waters of Carnarvon as he joins me now live from the Coral Coast. G'day, mate.
G'day, Pete. You're too kind. Barrel-chested, I'm not so sure about that. It's a very much a middle-aged body, but I am in the sun.
Mate, how's everything going? You guys are up on the Coral Coast. From everything I've been seeing at mix.com.au, it's looking like absolute paradise.
Oh, man, I just feel like the luckiest bloke on earth sometimes doing this job, but we're getting so well looked after. We've just arrived into Carnarvon, and we've just taken a chopper flight over Carnarvon, took off from the Space and Technology Museum out towards the ocean there. You can probably hear the bird life in the background there. Saw a couple of tiger sharks from the chopper, which was pretty exciting. And of course, we've come from Exmouth yesterday where we, you know, swam with whale sharks, which was mind-blowing.
I've heard that swimming with a whale shark, I was going to say a male shark, how do you know? Swimming with
very Freudian.
A whale shark is a life-changing experience. Is that what you felt?
Oh, well, buddy, I mean, yeah, spiritual. There's no other way of describing it, to be near a beautiful beast of that size, and I have said this before on the show this morning, you know, it's exhilarating, but it's also this incredible sense of calm, because this thing that just makes its way slowly at its own pace through life. And just so grateful to get that opportunity.
All the pics and vids, you guys have Dan the Internet up there with you as well, mix.com.au. Yes. You mentioned you're in Carnarvon. Where are you guys off to tomorrow?
So we'll be doing the show from the Space and Technology Museum, and then I think we're heading down to Denham to the wonderful Monkey Mile, which as a WA boy, I grew up knowing about this place, but I have never been, so I'm super excited about that.
Mate, you're in for a real treat. Monkey Mile is one of my favourite places in the world, and to see the dolphins up there in their natural habitat and Yeah, it's gorgeous. Mate, it sounds like you're having an absolute blast. Keep enjoying it. We'll catch you tomorrow morning on Mix 94.5 with a big brekkie from 6. And, of course, check out everything at mix.com.au. Good on you, Matt.
You're a legend, mate. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Matt Dutinsky there from The Big Breakfast. And not only at mix.com.au, but checking into our socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You'll see it all there as well. You're on the Rush Hour.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Natalie and Mayland's called up for a quick chat about Fast Eddies. Oh, my goodness. The last one in the city. I don't know if you caught this over the weekend. Closing down after 41 years. What do you remember about going there, Nat?
Good place to go to late at night for something to eat if you'd been to see live music and had a couple of drinks and were hungry.
Because I grew up in Cannington, Queen's Park to be exact, and there was a Fast Eddie's over at Carousel, and that was our hang. Like when I was out of school and at uni and stuff, that was where we'd go and have like hot fudge sundaes at 1 o'clock in the morning. I miss that place so much.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that it's closed.
Yeah, we sort of move on in life, really.
I guess you have to, but yeah, people won't know what they're missing out on. I still remember those chips.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm so with you. They had awesome, awesome chips. But I tell you what, another great place for dinner is Han Palace Chinese Restaurant, where you can experience authentic Chinese culture at the Perth Chung Hua Cultural Festival, which is on now. See perthchunghuaculturalfestival.com. I'm going to give you $150 to spend there.
Oh, thank you.
You're
how
welcome.
Kind of you.
As my caller of the day, just for hanging out, having a chat. Sometimes it's not just all phoners. Every now and again, I just love people who have a chat with me about something that's happened in our town. So good on you, Nat. Enjoy the restaurant.
I sure will. Thanks, Pete. That's excellent.
No worries.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour Catch-Up for Kitchen Craftsman's Winter Sale.